This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's fall, and it's warm and dry. Seems a little too warm and dry, but as I look for the silver lining of a warm and dry autumn, I think, well, it's not hot and dry. I mean, we did that. We did the hot and dry thing, so warm is a treat, I suppose. And before it gets warm, by the way, the mornings are very cool, aren't they? Yeah, you can feel autumn in the morning, a warm and dry autumn. I like the word autumn a lot, yeah. So the leaves that are starting to fall around our home near the banks of the Ojolote are the walnut trees. They're not very showy. They just go from green to sort of brownish. Brownish, and they drop. The ash trees can be spectacular, the Fraxinus velutina. My gosh, bright yellow. The sycamores, they're taking their time, but those leaves are going to turn bronze. Oh gosh, and they're so big they float to the ground and you hear them hit the ground. The mesquites across the land are hanging on and very slowly turning and dropping. They seem to be in no hurry. And there are just a few cottonwoods near us. Further downstream from us, where oaks and juniper stop, cottonwood trees appear in more numbers. And the leaves usually turn a spectacular bright yellow before dropping. But not yet, at least not near the mesquite homestead. Cottonwoods do love their water and are restricted to areas of water either permanent or at least perennial. And if you stand, but wouldn't it be preferable to sit under a populous Fremontii, our borderlands native cottonwood? If you sit under one, the slightest of breezes sets the leaves to fluttering, and it sounds like water. In our yard, you know, and out the back door of the 1991 Marvelette, I planted a box elder. It's a common riparian tree around you and me. It's related to the maples, same genus, Acer, A-C-E-R. The only way I could justify a box elder was to put a bird bath underneath it, and many potted plants in the area as well. Anyway, the leaves are falling off that box elder. They're not very showy, drab. Anyway, but box elders, like maples, have the wonderful flying samaras, the seed, the fruit are samaras. Samaras are winged fruit, and like little helicopter blades, they twirl to the ground. You know, as a kid growing up in Kentucky, I could sit under the maple trees in our yard and watch the seed twirl to the ground for long periods of time before probably racing off to jump in a pile of raked up leaves. Those yard maples of my youth were Norway maples, a common eastern ornamental. There are, by the way, two other native species of Acer in Arizona, the Rocky Mountain maple and the Big Tooth maple, and they're found high in our sky islands, up with the conifers in the coniferous forest. And if you were saying, do they get fall color? Oh, my goodness, fall color. Red leaves that you will want to collect and take home with you and pile on your dining table. And they can be found, like, if you lived in Tucson, I've seen up in the Catalina Mountains near me. Oh, yeah, up in high in the Chiricahua Mountains. One Sunday, Ms. Mosquito and I were contemplating the chores or a drive. So we finally just compromised. Let's pack a lunch, drive into the hills, and then we'll eat our lunch, and then we'll come home. And that's what we did. We drove to a favorite area full of plants and animals and water, full of natural history, but also the site of an old army base called Camp Rucker. So some local history as well. You know, Camp Rucker is a place we like to walk around and daydream about the times back then. And we found fall color. Three-leaf sumac, though abundant, was not turning. It turns a marvelous red, but it wasn't. But the scarlet sumac, Rus glabra, oh, it was trying to live up to its name, and the rocky slopes where it was abundant were scarlet. And the woodbine that climbs high up tree trunks was red as well. And along the creek bed, as we headed cross-country to poke around Camp Rucker, we even found some plants blooming, Acalypha neomexicana, an interesting annual in the Euphorbia family. Red bottlebrush flowers atop the stems, only a foot tall, right? But pretty neat to see it blooming, its fall bloom, before it made seed and died. Linnaeus named it Acalypha from an ancient Greek name for nettle, because he thought it resembled it. And Neomexicana, the specific epithet, is where it was first described. So it was a short but wonderful excursion into the hills for fall color, for history old and new. You know what? No matter where you live in the borderlands, they are autumnal. Yeah, they are autumnal. And they are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Yeah. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.